Jackson and Roller, my tools are the people who are following a new trend in jewelry.
Oh, really? What?
It's a hot new trend. Women skip wearing an engagement ring, and instead, they're having the diamond implanted directly into the skin on their ring finger.
Oh, that sounds weird. What if you snagged it on something?
The diamond is held in place with something called a dermal anchor, which is a little hook that's implanted underneath the skin, and it hurts like hell to have one put
in. Yeah, it doesn't sound comfortable at all. No how, no way.
Also, your cells could reject the anchor, and it could lead to permanent scarring or tissue damage.
Aw, what memories. My tool is United Airlines. Yet again.
I knew this was coming.
Oh,
it's only because you have a French bulldog.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people love their dogs. On Monday night, a family took their 10-month-old French bulldog puppy. They paid the $125 fee. They weren't pretending it was a therapy dog or whatnot. And the puppy was in an approved carrier, which goes underneath the seat in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a flight from Houston to New York City. So that's about 3.5 hours. They did everything they were supposed to do by the book. A flight attendant came by before the flight took off and insisted that the puppy in the carrier be put up in the overhead enclosed cargo bin. The family objected, said, "Hey, this is our live dog. What do you mean? You know, it's supposed to go here by our feet." She insisted they had to do it anyway. After the cargo door was shut and the plane took off, the puppy started barking for about 2 hours, getting weaker and weaker, and finally stopped. The reason it stopped making noise is believed to be because it suffocated in the pitch black airless bin and was discovered by the woman and her distraught children upon landing. I can't even underline the word tool enough.
But thanks for cheering us up this morning on this. Happy Friday, everybody.